every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome. The cry of the lone dryer. Halloween getting ready to go here. It's the Fred Dreyer Sports Show. We're in the sports lounge, everybody. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with our whole crew here. Fred Dreyer, the star of our show. Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, our producers, and got a big show for us. How you doing this week, Fred?
Well, I'm well, and I'm in good spirits so far. This show hasn't changed that opinion of my present day state of mind.
But we just started the show, so it's like,
we have time.
It's just the first few minutes. Jeremy Dayton, I know he's probably all bunched up about Baltimore.
Oh, no, I was over 2 weeks ago.
Corey Marino is all ecstatic about Denver. Fred and I are sort of happy about the Dodgers, but somewhat disgruntled. If you're going to be, if you make the statement that your starters are going to be relievers, then bring the damn starters in for relieving and not fool around with the guys that have been blowing the games. Am I right, Fred?
Well, somebody has to be in charge of tackling Dave when he's on his way to the mound.
Dave Roberts. Is that what we want to tackle?
Yeah, we want to put him on ice as quickly as we can predict a victory. And, I'm going over my notes here, and I realize that he's got the potential to screw this up.
Well, plus that rule that once you put a reliever in, you're stuck with the guy for three batters. So if a guy walks one and then decides to walk a couple more, you're in deep trouble, Fred.
Well, it's like... it's like anything else you do, you know. You just don't leave well enough alone. What they have to do is use the best people, and if this is the last game. They get a rest for 3 or 4 days if they win this thing this afternoon, you know. So,
wait, what day are we? We're in a time machine?
I don't know. Yeah, by the way, we taped this show prior to the weekend when the show airs, so everybody should know that we're talking about the first round of games here to see how things are going on. But, you know, here's the deal. I think some of these teams, when they get the time off, sometimes don't respond as well because they've been sitting there loafing around just being the lone wolf, if you know what I mean. So we're going to take a break ourselves, put our feet up, give you some great messages when we come back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Stay with us. Lots of sports news for you. Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets. This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolfe, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolf's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolf subscribers has also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities that have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolf does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale, where prices have been reduced from $249 to $99. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Step into the world of Harmony Cheese, where Wisconsin's finest dairy traditions come to life. Our master cheesemakers have perfected the art of crafting exquisite cheeses using only the freshest, highest quality milk. Indulge in our signature Golden Age cheeses, a collection of handcrafted masterpieces that will tantalize your taste buds. Savor the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange opera jelly, the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester, or the bold, complex flavor of our Merlot cheddar. Harmony Cheese is more than just cheese. It's an experience. Every bite is a journey through the heart of Wisconsin, where passion and craftsmanship meet to create culinary delights. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com and discover a world of flavor that will leave you craving more. Visit our website at harmonycheese.com.
Welcome back. Big sports panel. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producers, two of them, Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, and the star of our show. Hey, bring the music up a little bit here. We need some music to tell, say, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
There you are. There I am. Good. Very good. Nice all being right, with Fred. Everybody. Corey, thanks for being here. Jeremy, this is going to be our best show.
That's all right. All right, so Fred, what do you think of these baseball playoffs so far? The Yanks have had a real tough time with it. Lots of things, you know. Cubs have not been doing well. The Dodgers, amazingly, had, at the taping of our show, a two-game lead, but you never can tell with those Phillies because they're pretty good.
I'm on edge now. I don't know if I should talk about any of this.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's not like people don't know. You mean to tell me that show's taped? It's pre-taped? Yeah, it is. It is, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we should set because you mentioned the Yankees struggling. They were down 2-0 in the series, and they were down 6-1 in Game 3, and they came back and won. And Aaron Judge had his first breakout game. So that'll be interesting.
It can happen. Yeah, but so anyway, it's kind of amazing. Here's one thing I noticed, and comments on this, Fred. Sometimes the teams that have the longer layoffs don't seem to come up to speed. You know, if you end the season and you got to go into a series, it seems in the series that I've seen in the past few years, those teams seem to be ready to play because they're continuing their season and they're not sitting on the couch, you know, eating bonbons, waiting to go out in 2 or 3 days with some time off. I don't like that time off. I think it hurts them.
Well, it can, and it does sometimes. How much, I don't know. But if you ask somebody, any of players, and ask them, would you like to have, 3 days off, at any time of your discretion, and they all say, yes, I want the time off.
They do say that, huh?
They don't worry about anything else other than getting time off and breaking the injury psychosis. You know, there's a lot of people who are hurt, and they mask it. Not only physically, but then mask it emotionally. And if you can get some time to yourself away from your teammates and just break that cycle, it seems to be more helpful than not.
Well, you played football with the Los Angeles Rams. You were in Super Bowl 14. And as I recall, you know, when the Super Bowl plays, you have some time off. You know, the playoff go down the line, and then, oh, it's time for the Super Bowl, and they take a couple of weeks off. Do you think that time off hurt you? Because you guys had a very good team. You could have won that game. Sitting there on the couch eating bonbons, did that stymie you guys a little bit?
There's the miscalculation.
Okay.
People think that, well, you know, these guys, they work all this time, then they get a little bit of time off, and then they go out and they blow the whole season's effort by eating bonbons. we've got guys who were eating food during games before, so it doesn't
really
make, yes it doesn't okay make any difference.
All right, so it doesn't make difference on the food, but the time off, that's what I'm wondering, if it just sort of slows you down and takes you away from getting, you know, being in there and saying, let's go, we got to get this
well
game.
It's
we
all autobiographical of who is the ones you're trusting to we had guys wouldn't mention anyone's name, would to take off on a Thursday and come back from Vegas on a Saturday. You know, quick turnaround, as it were, you
That's
know, cause, because they felt the urge to lay a bet, you know.
Don't need to do that now.
That was a long time ago, so it was more hush-hush than it really is now. But people just want to get away, you know. Go, you know. The joke is, you know, let's all get together and go to Vegas and see Cher, you know.
I wanted to see Dolly Parton, but apparently she's under the surgeon's knife or whatever. But she's going to be okay, as that news story said. So we'll hopefully wish her well and put her in our prayers over there. So let me ask you this, Fred.
Yeah.
The Dodgers blueprint, Alex Rodriguez, we're going to talk about a couple of stories here. He thinks the 2020 Dodgers reminds him of the 1990s Yankees, when the Yankees won three championships in a row. He says, quoting him, "I think the Dodgers are the complete package. It doesn't matter if they're going to beat you 1-0 or 10-1. It reminds me of the old 90s New York Yankees when they won four titles from 96 to 2000 there, where they're going to beat you any way you want to play." And he said, In the pitching, it doesn't matter. They're going to win. The Dodgers are that way. They're unbelievable, and I don't see anybody stopping the Dodgers. Now, he says that, but yet the big weakness in the Dodgers' attack has been the bullpen. So the Dodgers come up with, I think, a genius as a short series here. You got to go ahead and make the short series work for you. There's no tomorrow. So they take and keep their starters that they're going to have starting the games, and they pull out some more starters to put in the bullpen, because, quite frankly, the bullpen has stunk, especially towards the end of the year. And then when it comes time to use that bullpen and to use Sasaki there, Roky Sasaki, their phenom who hasn't played much at all, Dave Roberts didn't go to him right away. He waited till the last out, put in Vesia, put in Trinan. Trinan walked three or something. The game was 4-1. All of a sudden, it gets to be 4-3. And thank goodness Vesia gets a couple out, and then we pull him out. But you got to wait three batters, and then he puts Sasaki in for the last out. So are the Dodgers the complete package? As long as they let their game plan work, why do they deviate from the game plan? They should have put Sasaki in to pitch the whole ninth inning from the beginning.
Well, if that's true, but that's just the difference in how people what's as I say autobiographical of your weaknesses as well as your strengths. I don't think for a minute that Tommy Lasorda, you know, of course he's not playing. Tommy's not is not active. You know, when he's a head coach that has a philosophy that he holds true, and throughout the playoff season, he knows who his trusted right hand men and his bullpen is. But for the most part, most of this stuff is a you got to be able to say, you know something, I'm not going to go that route again. I can't for the sake of the team, because I know there's team members there that are thinking, don't bring, you know, so and so in because he's on the downside right now. That doesn't mean you're gonna, you're gonna toss him to the wind, but you're gonna be smart. I would go with Suzuki until he tells me, you know something, I don't think I can do it. Good, sit down on the bench, relax, and then reshuffle, and bring in you know, your relievers, and don't worry about it, you know, because you got to move fast, and you got to move fast because it's called for.
It's today or tomorrow, and that's it. You don't have a whole season to make up for it. And back in 1988, when Tommy Lasorda was out there, 81 when he played there, he had Oral Hershiser that was able to go out there and pitch from the bullpen, even though he was a starter. And
right.
Maybe he burned a guy's arm out. I don't know. The guy still pitched for some years afterwards. But Oral Hershiser said, yeah, use me if you want to. You got to go with your best because there's no tomorrow, Fred.
Well, that's very true, and this Dodger team, Dodger team that we're looking at now, has the ability to go all the way, beat everybody, and it all depends. It all comes down to luck and how people are used out of the bullpen versus the starters.
And there's one thing they don't have yet that the '90s. Yankees did, and that's a little Jeffrey Mayer in right field ready to pull in an out, a third out in the bottom of the eighth that would have been, you know, that gave them the lead against the Orioles.
Forget that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still worried about that one. I said Jeremy. We'll be back. The Fred Dreyer Show. Stay with us.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producers, Jeremy Dayton and Corey Marino, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, you know, a lot of interesting things happen in baseball, and one of the things are, I got to have your opinion on this. The Angels, who aren't going anywhere these days, seems to be what the Angels finished the season 72-90, haven't made the playoffs since 2014, and it looks like there's rumors that Major League Baseball legend Albert Pujols is going to reportedly be the Angels' next manager. Ron Washington, due to health problems, is not going to be there. Interim manager Ray Montgomery won't return. What do you think about this?
About?
Albert taking over the reins of the Angels. Albert Pujols.
You know something? There's an old saying, you know, a newborn duck could drive that car.
Howard the Duck.
And the overriding view is if the players want to play for him and they accept him, give him the job.
He played 11 seasons in Major League Baseball with the St. Louis Cardinals. He was known as Mr. Cardinal, and then signed the 10-year deal, $240 million deal with the Angels, and played 9-plus seasons with them from 2012 to 2021. Also played for the Dodgers and endeared himself to the Dodgers and the fans coming off the bench and hitting some key home runs. So, I don't know, he's tied, listen to this, in the 10 years with the Angels, tied for fourth in Angels history with 222 home runs, also being fifth with 783 RBIs, ninth with 1,180 hits. In total, he's a three-time MVP, two-time Gold Glover, six-time Silver Slugger, fourth in Major League Baseball history with 703 career home runs. So, you know, maybe this could be the spark that gets these guys going, because they seem to have the good players. Some players come there and they leave, and they do well on other teams. Something's got to change a little bit there. You think it's the manager?
He's the most logical, extrapolation of the working conditions. You know, he's likable. He's got all those numbers as you just printed out. But the end result is, that stuff fairly rarely works out. I mean, the ownership is the issue.
And we could always address this again after the 2026 World Baseball Classic, where he's going to be managing the Dominican Republic. See how he does there.
It'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Before the season?
And does it happen? Yeah. But I think Fred hit a nail on the head. It doesn't really matter what the manager can do, because he can only do with what the players he's given. And the Angels teams have just, the general manager and the owner have not done them any favors, and they need to top to bottom rebuild.
Yeah. The business model that the Angels are run on is a proven loser. And until someone says, "Hey, you know something? We got to get the duck out of the boat and put someone in there that's going to deliver what the fans want and Artie Moreno, the owner, isn't waiting around to have someone say, "Hey, Artie, hire me, and then I'll tell you how to run your franchise." And then you hire them, and they just say, "Make better choices and spend more money."
It's such a distant memory that Shohei Ohtani was an Angel. Now he's a world champion with the Dodgers.
How about that? You
know, only a few years ago. You're right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Someone said, "Hey, you got Shohei Ohtani." I was amazed that Shohei stayed as long as he did.
Yeah.
Well, they had a good manager in and Mike Socha. That was when the Angels won, you know, a championship there. And I think that's kind of a key factor that he was good. And he had some training a lot from his playing days and working with Tommy Lasorda. But, Corey, I tell you, Lasorda used to bring out the best in people. That 1981 team, or the 1988 team, people made fun of it. They said it wasn't going to be a star. Bob Costas made cracks about it. And Lasorda took the whatever Costas said, played it for everybody in the dugout, and said it over and over again. Until the team started to believe they could make it happen with Kirk Gibson and Oral Hershiser, and that's kind of what happened on that team.
Well, everybody's you know, talking about parity this and parity that. You know, I mean, you know, parity is not to be engineered. You don't come in and purposely make decisions that for the sake of parity. You know, you go out and get the best people for the job and put them together and manage them. And that's the one thing that that the Angels have since I've been watching. I went to Angel games in 1961, 62. And my uncle Rule, who was a police officer in Hawthorne, he'd take me to the games and he would say, "This is going to be a great team," and that was like 60 years ago.
There you go. And he was, of course, right. For 1 year, they were.
Yeah, 1 year. Geez.
They were a great team. Yeah. And then it sort of stopped.
I wouldn't take those odds to Vegas. I mean,
No, and I'm seeing more of bunting and things of that nature in baseball now, even in these playoffs. To me, that's the game of baseball that we got to play, and you can't just hit the dang long ball all the time. You got to look and see what's out there on the field and make it happen. Your thoughts on that, Fred? You're coming up, and the bases got a couple of runners on. You're going to go for the home run, or you're going to try and bring the runners in with a single?
Look, again, here's the philosophy, the business model of how do you win games in Major League Baseball.
Exactly.
And, you know, some say get out there and, you know, Tony La Russa, get out there and hit the ball over the frickin' fence, and then, you know, we'll have a cigar when the game's over.
That's it.
But, you know, there's just different ways of approaching and talking to your people. You know, I made a joke here, you know, there has to be a designated player who's in charge of keeping Dave from making the bad decisions on the bullpen. You know, and that's true, you know.
Bring in the relievers you got in there from the starting rotation. One other baseball story, then we'll get to some football. Corey, tell us about this situation in Seattle with this Cal Raleigh, the big dumper. And we're talking home runs here, by the way. just want to make sure that's clear. Yes. Delivering to a Mariners fan in Detroit. What happened here?
Yeah, so Cal Raleigh of the Mariners has been known. He led the league in the major league in home runs this year with 60, and his nickname is the Big Dumper.
What's his name again?
The Big Dumper.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was the Mariners were in Detroit for the game 3, and one of the fans had a shirt on that said "Dump 61 here." And the ball left the bat and went into the dugout and bounced into his hands.
The fan's hands?
The fan's hands. And he ended up getting the ball and got to meet Cal Raleigh at the end. And he's also contemplating and going to the game 4 and trying to get 62 as well, because he had another shirt saying "Dump 62 here," right under "Dump 61 here."
Well, that's kind of interesting.
Oh,
maybe
gee, that's
maybe
where
he'll
we are today.
Dump some more when it gets going over there. And let's get into some football news here. So we'll start with you, JD, Jeremy Dayton, big Baltimore Ravens fans. What has happened to this team, JD? What's going on?
I mean, there's not a whole lot to explain it. I mean, I told my friends, I was like, let's be reasonable. Detroit, they beat us. They beat us up. We were out our entire starting D-line, and they're loaded at running back, and they ran right through us, and it was a close game, but we lost. And they had something to prove because we had annihilated them on our home field last time we played. Houston came in and we were decimated by injuries. They wanted payback from our 50-10 drubbing of them last year or something like that on their home field. And they caught us at the right time. No confidence, a ton of injuries. I mean, yeah, usually you want to recover, especially at home. But, man, it's just a perfect storm of circumstances, and they got no identity, no confidence right now. We'll see. You know, Corey was talking about the players have to execute, and I think that's true in football too, but coaching does have a lot to do with it. There's so many people calling for John Harbaugh's head. I still think it's too early. Even if we lose to the Rams, we got a bye week. If we get some guys healthy, our schedule softens up, we'll see what we can do.
Your thoughts on that, Fred?
Well, look, I would think that if John Harbaugh is worried about his job, there's like 31 other teams
yeah.
that will show up over at the Ravens headquarters and cut a deal right now.
Yeah. The Dolphins would fire Mike McDaniel today if Harbaugh was out there.
Fans are so short-sighted. Yeah. It's
that. You gotta
he's just
gotta
been there
the injuries. Gotta see what's going on. Yeah. You had injuries and things when you played on the Rams, and you know, they used Novocaine or whatever they used for it. What was Rich Saul?
Yes,
didn't they,
that's what it
didn't
was.
They put
Novocaine.
A big Novocaine needle
they
in his thumb
right
to get him
between the eyes with that Novocaine.
That's the stuff.
For some freaking reason, I had a great game that day, and I can't understand if it was because I was getting shot in the left eye or the right eye.
That's I'm telling you. Things are different now. Now you can't use smelling salts this season, and you got to bring your own to the game if you want to use them. So it's all right.
Well, sell them up at the concession stand.
That's
for the fans.
For the
when
fans.
When they say they spread the word. Hey, Dave's getting up in the Dodger dugout.
Oh, what's I got the happen? Smelling salts.
Oh
come
no,
on.
he's on his way to the mound. Somebody stop him.
Some Novocaine patches for all Dodger fans.
There you have it. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with more. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the sports lounge here. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Jeremy Dayton, Corey Marino, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
Kohl's Friends and Family Sale is so good, you'll want to put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Yep, the only thing you're picking up is deals. Now through Sunday, take an extra 20% off all your fall favorites. From soft throws to slow cookers, warm flannels to cozy cardigans. Plus, earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. So go ahead, let those notifications wait, because these prices won't. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 20% offer ends October 5th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, Connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, and the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, your Rams took it on the chin last week with the dreaded 49ers coming and beating these guys 26-23 in overtime. There was the final play of the game. They could have gone for a kick, the Rams, and tied the game. Instead, they tried to do whatever they could at the one-yard line and get a first down. That didn't work out. They lost, and the rest, as they say, is now history. What's going on there? They had many ways they could have won this game, and certain ways all the way along the game the Rams could have won.
Well, I think one of the announcers for ESPN say that the Ram head coach apologized for calling bad play.
He really regretted it. I know that.
He says that was just it was a stupid mistake. He says I'm sorry I did it, and I think they 49ers block an extra kick or a field goal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they blocked two field goals.
Two of them, yeah.
Well, that's a problem.
That'll give you a problem right then and there.
Wait, the other night they did?
Oh, and
they blocked one this week.
They blocked one this week, and they've been blocked four times.
A couple of times. That kicker on Rams is not that good. Am I right, Corey?
No, he's missed a couple, and then they've been blocked. And I don't know. It's been around. It's been league wide though that there's been so many blocked field goals.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah, well, you know, the ball still comes off at a trajectory that's pretty low. And they do a good job defensively collapsing the guard center 0-1 holes and just blowing people up there. Because there's some big guys there with an ass full of effort, you know, they can make a big difference nowadays.
The 49ers had a lot of injuries, Fred, and they're 4-1 with their injuries. And the Rams look like the stronger team, and they're, what are they, 3-2 now, Corey?
Yeah, they're 3-2 as well.
They'll bounce back, you know.
Yeah, you're welcome. They come to Baltimore this week.
They come to Baltimore this week. Denver Broncos, surprisingly, 21, the Eagles 17. Let's talk about that game.
Yeah, the Broncos take down the undefeated Eagles. Couple cool things about that. The Eagles never ran a tush push in that game.
Wow. Amazing.
So they kept them out of third and two. Roughly and on, so I thought that was pretty. Thought that was pretty amazing. And then one of the funniest things when you were talking about disgruntled fans and not really knowing what they want, all they said was we want them to start passing the ball to AJ Brown, and they passed the most they've passed in 2 years, and then they lose.
Exactly, exactly. You wonder how much that outside noise gets into the players and the coaches' minds. Like even with the Rams, I wonder if they had watched the Green Bay Dallas game the week before, everybody criticizing Green Bay for playing for the tie, for not going for it, and then maybe McVay was thinking that he's like, all right, we got to go for it on 4th and 1, and
that's where came back to bite social them. Media bleeds through to the. Coaching decisions.
That's it.
You know, that happens. We're human.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but Fred started his career with the New York Giants and briefly was on the New England Patriots. He didn't think there was much going on. There's some guy named Brady that he thought was going to come down the line.
I can't take credit for this.
The Patriots, though, look like they've turned some things around. They beat arguably one of the better teams now in the league, the Buffalo Bills. Patriots win 23-20. That's a big upset here for us, Fred.
Well, it certainly is, and I don't know how we did on the picking of...
We did terribly, Fred.
Yes, well, I know, so let's not discuss
that. We were 6-8. A lot of people were.
We were 6-8?
Yes. Well, yeah, I think there was a lot of upsets. I think there was 10 upsets, and
we picked most of them. We missed most of them.
I hate to say this, Mike, but I think I'm going to have to go solo this week.
I think you're going to have to.
That was a Stephon Diggs revenge game, I tell you. Like, they were intent on giving him his revenge, and they just kept giving him the ball, and that was something. That play where Jake May escaped, like, the defender was dragging on him on that last drive after the Bills tied it, and he was dragging on him. I don't know how he stayed up. And then he got the ball to Stephon Diggs. He made a play, made a first down when it should have been a probably 8-yard loss, and then they go on to win it.
Yeah, Fred, one of the things you always talk about is you really can't tell a team for the first few games because there's not a big preseason anymore. So you kind of like the first few games are preseason, right? Kind of like you're in that kind of a mode until you kind of get settled down and get started out. So things change here in weeks 3, 4, and 5. Am I right?
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, right now you're probably 2 games shy of opening season.
New England got blown out by Oakland week 1.
Yeah.
Or not Oakland, Vegas.
Vegas.
And they can't come within 20 points of a team now.
That's something else. The Chiefs finally got their winning ways handed to them there. Jacksonville Jaguars 31, the Kansas City Chiefs 28. What's going on there?
Well, they're a little old in key places, like from the center, left guard, the offensive line. Once the offensive line hits 30, 31, then you got to start replacing those people as fast as you can with quality people.
Or they get married. Could be. Now, here this week, let's talk about some things to talk about as we look ahead to next week's games. Thursday night, going to be the Eagles playing the Giants. What do you think there? I think the Eagles, even though they're injured, have to come back. However, it is being played in New York, Fred, your old team.
Yeah, they're not going to beat them in New York, Philly. They're not going to beat Philly in New York.
Yeah, you guys, what do you think, JD, Corey?
You can go ahead, Corey.
I think Philadelphia should win handily, maybe by like 17.
Yeah.
Once you dissect. How and why the Giants beat the 49ers.
Chargers.
The Chargers, right. Same team.
Same team.
Yeah, maybe same the NFC thing. East is you – then Washington came in too.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. You know, they'll the teams with the coaches and the coaching breeding, you know, Kansas City and even all the teams that aren't Philadelphia – you know, New England, Frisco, L.A., all those good teams that have good coaching breeding will find their stroke and they'll be all right. And that even includes Baltimore, you know.
All right, Sunday games, the Broncos are going to kick it off at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern. They're in London playing the Jets. I got to go with the Broncos on this one. It could be already played by the time you hear the show. Your thoughts, Fred?
Broncos and the Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see the Jets doing something. They'll probably there's 17 games. They'll probably win 4, maybe.
Corey?
They haven't won yet. So I don't. And if the Broncos beat the undefeated Eagles and then lose to the defeated Jets, I don't know if you'll see me on Monday.
JD?
That's the only thing. That's the only thing you can maybe think is a letdown or maybe going to a Europe could throw them off. But as far as the parity in the league, it's like that's exactly how they want it, right? They want bettors to be betting on both sides of the game, being in limbo as though, who's going to win this week? And then that way, the NFL conglomerate and all the casinos and sports betting markets win no matter what.
Yep.
All right, Rams are in Baltimore, Fred. What do you think?
Rams are in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Well, the way Baltimore is stuck with injuries, I was surprised. I'm going to go with the Rams on this.
JD?
I think I'm gonna be happy when Puka Nacua catches 10 balls for 200 yards for my fantasy team.
Corey?
I'm going to go with the Rams.
Me too. Arizona-Indianapolis being played in Indy. Fred?
Arizona and Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, Arizona's been blowing some things. Corey, your thoughts?
Yeah, Arizona, I think they just broke a record for 4 games in a row losing on the last play of the game.
Jeremy?
So I'm going to go against Arizona.
It's hard to go against Indy right now, but do we have any comments on that DeMarcado, like how that can happen again after Adonai Mitchell did it? They have that game put away if he doesn't drop that ball as he's crossing the goal line.
Oh, he's an idiot. Like, I'm
telling you.
And then the coach gets fined $100K for getting in his face about it, shoving him.
Yeah, what's that all about?
There it is right there. That coach should
be able to get in their player's face if he wants to. What's
he should be able
deal?
To kick him in the ass and tell him to get off the field and have the ownership stand behind him.
The thing I thought about is, didn't the Chiefs coach belly bump Andy Reid belly bumped Kelsey on the sideline?
Yeah,
he didn't have to apologize or he said it was a misunderstanding.
Yeah,
he just said I'm happy
we're fired.
You're getting married and just kind of hit him with his gut a few times. That's good.
Yeah, I guess it's jumping on a guy when he's down. We're all about feelings in this world, but
forget the feelings.
That's the guy's making $1 million to go out there and run a football. Yeah. Let's feel sorry for him.
Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Steelers are at home. Fred,
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Yep, I agree.
Seattle, Jacksonville, Jaguars. Interesting game. Jaguars are the home team. Fred?
They're playing at home for who?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Seattle.
Oh, that's going to be a good game.
It's going to be an interesting game.
That's going to be a good game.
Who wants to win it?
I'm going to, right now, until they show it differently, I'll go with the Florida team.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. There you go. What do you think, JD?
I think I'll take Seahawks in this one.
And Corey?
Yeah, I think every year you get one of those teams that are like 4-1 and they're not as good, and I think that's the Jaguars. So I think the Seahawks are going to be – their defense is looking good, so I'm going to take them.
If Jags do take care of business, then they got to be looked out for in the AFC.
That's right. There
100%.
You go. Chargers are going to be playing in Miami, Fred. Who's going to win that one?
Chargers in Miami. Yes. Well, the Chargers could win with 10 people playing for them.
That's what I'm hoping, man.
It's heartbreaking because Miami can't stop the run, but it was Hassan Haskins, Kamani Vidal, who's going to run the ball for the Chargers?
Herbert.
Yeah. It's like, man, right. And Amari Hampton, we needed him.
Yep.
Corey, your pick?
I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. I think this is the last game for Mike McDaniels.
Oh, boy. All right, here's an interesting one. The Cowboys, who kind of fresh from a win, going up against Carolina, fresh from a win. What do you think here? This is who wants to win this one. Fred, being played in Carolina.
Well, give me the players again in Carolina. And they're playing.
Dallas against Carolina.
Dallas.
In the Panthers.
I'm going to go with Dallas. Dak. All the way with Dak.
I hate to say it, but I feel like this is the kind of game that Dallas blows, and Carolina just came off a come-from-behind win, and who knows, maybe they're playing with confidence. I hope Dallas pulls it out, but I could see them losing on the road.
Who's the quarterback there, Corey, in Carolina?
Bryce Young.
Yeah, new, right?
Yeah, he's his third year, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold my nose and pick Dallas, I think. What do you think, Corey?
Yeah, I think Dak's playing pretty well right now, so I'll give it to Dallas.
New England Patriots are going to play in New Orleans against the Saints. Your thoughts, Fred?
Pats.
I'm with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots as well.
Tennessee Titans against the Raiders. Your thoughts on this one? That's being played in Las Vegas.
Tennessee Titans.
Who wants to win?
I'm going to go with Pete.
The Raiders get their first win?
Yeah.
The Raiders.
I did that last week, and I'm going to go Raiders. And
wait a minute.
Corey?
They haven't won a game yet?
They've won one.
They beat New England week one.
Yeah, but I like the Raiders as well.
Yeah.
All right. At home. Okay. 49ers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers being played in Tampa Bay. Fred, your thoughts?
Tampa.
Me too.
I'm going with Baker in Tampa as well.
Yeah, me too.
Bengals against the Packers. Packers all the way, right, Fred?
Oh, boy, all the way to the barn.
Joe Flacco, but Green Bay's coming off a bye.
Corey?
Yeah, I have Green Bay.
All right, we'll come back with the last couple. Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. Michael Horn, Jeremy Dayton, Corey Marino, the one and only Fred Dreyer. All right, three more games, guys. Detroit Lions on the road at Kansas City. What do you think, Fred?
Detroit Lions.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to go with the Lions.
Corey?
Yep, I got to go with the Lions as well.
Buffalo playing in Atlanta. Atlanta came on, I don't know, I like to stay away from Atlanta. I kind of like Buffalo in this game, but it's being played in Atlanta. What do you think, Fred?
Buffalo.
I'd love to see Atlanta win, but Buffalo.
Yeah, I think
everybody's been waiting to hear, see Atlanta start to do something, but they keep failing.
What are the Penix is the quarterback there?
Yeah, Penix, yeah.
Penix, yeah.
They're coming off a bye.
They're coming off a bye, but Buffalo's coming off that tough loss, so they're probably angry. I think Josh Allen will probably score four touchdowns. I think it's Buffalo.
Chicago, the Bears on the road playing the Washington Commanders. What do you think, Fred?
Ooh, I'm going to go with the home team, Washington.
Yeah, I think I am too. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. What do you think, Corey?
Yeah, I think I like Washington. They're getting a little bit more healthy. Jaden Daniels looking good. They just whooped the Chargers, who had a decent run defense. Yeah, so I like that.
I think on that one, I'll take Chicago, see if they learn their lesson. They had Washington beat last year until the dude started showboating on that Hail Mary play.
That was phenomenal.
And wasn't in position. That changed their season.
Two games on Monday night. They're spreading them out. Why don't they do one every night during the week? Wouldn't that be great? Guys will never get rested. They'll be looking for time off over there. That's our show, and the playoffs will continue as well, too. Hey, drop Fred a note here. You can email Fred at freddryer@crntalk.com. freddryer@crntalk.com. You can catch him at fred_dryer on X and on Instagram, and the real Fred Dryer on Facebook. So check it out. But get your questions into Fred. freddryer@crntalk.com. And that's kind of our show. And it's here every week at this time on this radio station and also at CRN Talk. Get the podcast. It's available right after we do the show. All you got to do is go to your favorite podcast platform and just search the Fred Dryer Show. It'll come right up. Spotify, wherever you want to go, it's there. Or on your smartphone, dial #250. It's a phone call, #250. Hit send. Say, find my podcast. And then when they ask you which one, say the Fred Dryer Show. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, it was a speedy show, and I want to thank JD and what's your name, Corey?
Corey.
I thought you were going to, you promised to wear
we'll
name
be back
tags
next week.
in the